I celebrated long into the night with Saw Leofric and Saw Kingsley, two of my greatest night friends. We ate a grand feast with delicious food that had perfect texture and a nice aroma. To wash it all down, we sipped on smooth ales with a hint of cedar. We watched a collection of performances from talented jugglers and skilled acrobats for hours. Even the peasants celebrated with the rest of the manor. After we left the Great Hall, we quickly fell asleep in our sleeping quarters. Everyone woke up groggy and tired on their stiff beds the next day, unable to fully remember what happened the previous night. We made our way down to the Great Hall for breakfast and prayers. Next, we went to the stables to practice riding our horses, which were conveniently connected to our quarters. After getting all of our gear on, we practiced maneuvers and techniques for hours without a single break. When I had a moment to look around, I admired the beauty of the Great Destiny Manor. Its massive stone walls towered over me, defending almost every attack thrown at it. Soth constantly tended to the three big fields, providing food for everyone. Nasty scents from the stables drifted around the manor. At the same time, pleasant scents of baking bread filled the air. The grand manor house towered high above the walls with many different layers. At the very top, the flag of Destiny Manor shone in the sun. It had four bright colors with important symbols on each corner. The great hall inside the manor let hundreds of people sleep and eat in it while showing a colorful display of art and chandeliers. On the side of the manor, the knight's quarters was connected to the main manor house. The armory, stables, and training grounds also connected to the knight's quarters. This made it very easy for the knights to get ready and practice. However, my awe couldn't last for long.